This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began an exciting new series titled Eternal Life. Today he speaks about this life, which he calls the lifestyle of heaven. Come along.
We thank God not because we are just thanking him for good things, but we also thank God because thanksgiving releases the miracle working power of God. That's why we thank the Lord. When Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he didn't go for an all night. He just gave thanks. And Jesus took the loaves, John 6:11. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And after that thanksgiving, the power of God hit the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And God did the impossible. 5,000 people were fed besides women and children. At the end of the day, what it means is that assuming even your income is not too much or salary is not too much, the power of God can hit it and it can do something that millions will do. That's what God's power can do. That's why we thank the Lord. And as we get into the end of the year, it's important that we thank the Lord for all that he has done for us from January to this time. I'm always thanking God. Most of the time we are so busy thinking about what we don't have that we forget about what we have. And when you're so busy thinking about what you don't have at the expense of what you have, what it does is that it prevents you from even enjoying what you have. I started sharing on the subject eternal life. Tell somebody eternal life. In John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life or eternal life." Now in the world, there's something called lifestyle or standard of living. Now the standard of living or the lifestyle of a people is the comforts, the necessities, the material things that are available to them. So for example, in Ghana, we have a standard of living or a lifestyle. The life expectancy in Ghana is 65 years. In other words, if you cross 65, you are a walking miracle. Most people in Ghana don't survive beyond 65. That's the lifestyle. In Japan, life expectancy is above 80 years. If you are not above 80, they don't expect you to die. That's the lifestyle of Japanese. In America, it's around 70-something. You're not 70-something, they don't expect you to die. So in Japan, if you are 60, you're a small boy. You ain't grown yet. You need to grow more. So lifestyle and standard of living, it varies from country to country, depending on where you are. So if you go to the advanced countries, for example, you go to places like Denmark. Denmark has one of the highest standards of living in the world. Most of the time, when they rank the most comfortable places to live, the Scandinavian countries, most of the time they are top, because they have a very huge welfare system where you don't pay school fees, don't pay hospital bills. Virtually, you don't pay anything. It's just that they have high taxes. That's all. But if you are here somewhere here in Ghana, brother, you have to pay for everything. You have to be your own policeman. You have to be your own electricity provider. Sometimes you have to be your own water provider. You have to make your own road. Everybody is a government on his own. Those are the working government. So lifestyle, standard of living, different from place to place, country to country. Now, where God lives is called heaven. That's where God lives. It's a country on his own, and it's ruled by God himself. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, the Bible says, "You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God." It's a real city, the heavenly Jerusalem. I remember once I had a vision. In this vision, I went to heaven. And when I went to heaven, the most surprising thing about the place was that it was actually set on a hill. So as I was standing on the hill, I asked, "Where is Jesus?" And there was an angel standing by in this vision. And the angel said, Jesus is coming. Then I saw a bright light in the distance. And the light was moving towards us. And I said, who is that? And he said to me, that is Jesus. He said, when he comes, he carries a special form of glory. That's why you see him like that. So, God lives in the city. That's why it's called the kingdom of heaven. A kingdom is a place that is ruled by a king. Now, in heaven, which is a spiritual city, they have their own lifestyle or standard of living. In other words, the way they live there is different from the way we live here. In Matthew 6, 9, Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, he's not here, thy kingdom come. In other words, he's a king, he rules over a kingdom. Then he says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then he says, in heaven, God's will is done. And whatever is done in heaven, he said, let's pray that at least on earth, we are going to have a taste of how heaven looks like. So in heaven, they have their own standard of living or lifestyle. And it is called eternal life. Tell somebody, eternal life. We've got American life. We've got German life. We've got Liberian life. Then we have eternal life. Now, when you become born again, you are not supposed to reflect the lifestyle of your area. In other words, if you come from Ashaiman, you mustn't look like an Ashaiman boy. You're supposed to look like somebody who's coming from heaven. Why? Because when you get to know Jesus, he introduced you to another type of life. And it's called eternal life. You know, sometimes you can make a friend, he can introduce you to drinking. And that kind of life. Every evening you drink 2 bottles before you sleep. You didn't used to be like that. It's another kind of life. So when you get to know Jesus also, he introduces you to another type of life. It's called eternal life. Now, this eternal life is the lifestyle that is led in heaven itself. When the American ambassador comes to Ghana, he doesn't come and live the lifestyle of Ghanaians at all. Whilst he's here, he lives the lifestyle of an American in Ghana. His food, his clothes, his cars, his medicine, everything that he does, he takes, it's like he creates a little bit of America right here in Ghana. If you are also born again and you know God and you are a citizen of God, you must also create a little bit of heaven right here. That lifestyle must be reflected here. That's why it's called eternal life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. In other words, we are representing a country. We are representing a culture. It has different values. It's a different country altogether. And the Bible says, we are ambassadors of Christ. So, eternal life, what does it look like? Because if you don't know how it looks like, how can you walk in that kind of life? So first of all, you must know what it looks like or what it sounds like. This is how it looks like. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. This is John writing about his encounter with Jesus. He said, that which was from the beginning. He's talking about the fact that Jesus was not a human being. He said he's God. He said from the beginning, that's from creation. He said he was there. Which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, declare we unto you. Then he said, I want to talk about Jesus. Then he said, Jesus I'm talking about, he says, it's not something that somebody told me. He said, I heard him speak for myself. He spoke to me, I heard his voice. He said, I saw him myself. He said, I looked upon him myself. He said, I'm talking about somebody that I knew personally. May you see Jesus one of these days. Yeah. I remember the second time I saw Jesus, I was in the university. So when John says that he saw him physically, but I guess I saw him spiritually. One dawn, I went to pray, and I came back. I was studying architecture. I was in my third year or fourth year or something in UST. And as I was sitting on my bed after my prayer, I was just relaxing, getting ready to organizing my thoughts about how I was going to go to my next lecture around 7:15, because I woke up around 5 a.m. to pray, and I came down. When I came down, I was sitting on the bed, and then I heard a knock on the door. I said, "Coming." I thought it was one of the students. But when the door opened, lo and behold, I saw Jesus with my own two eyes. He walked into my room. May Jesus walk into your room one of these days. So, John said, "We have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, declare we unto you." Verse 2. The life was manifested. Manifested means to make known to your senses. You can see, you can hear, you can feel. "And we have seen it, and we bear witness, and declare unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us." Then John said, when Jesus came into the world, he was a carpenter's son, but he did not live like a carpenter's son. He lived like somebody from heaven. The way he spoke, the way he dressed, the way he moved, you could tell that this guy is not from here. He said, "I can bear witness that he didn't live like an ordinary person from Galilee." He said he lived like somebody from heaven. He said through his movements and his actions and his attitude, John said, "We saw how people in heaven live." We saw what eternal life looks like. The life was manifested, and we have seen it. And we bear witness, and we declare unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. So the Bible says when he came to the earth, everybody saw that this guy is different. That's why John said life was different. He lived like somebody from heaven.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when Jesus was on earth, he manifested this lifestyle of heaven. This is eternal life. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, 9 weeks pregnant. He said, "God has done it. I ask you to pray for me because I needed a child. The doctor has confirmed I'm 9 weeks pregnant. I want to thank God for this pregnancy." Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in the Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time.
Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.